Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, dear God's good people, this is the first Sunday of Lent. So we begin the first week of Lent with this Sunday. And as we begin this first week of Lent, the church presents to us the story of the temptations of Jesus in the desert. This is because temptations are a daily reality for each one of us, but much more during this time of Lent. And that is why the church wants to draw attention to this phenomenon of temptation. So what is a temptation, or what are temptations, and how we should guard against temptations? Because like I said, we encounter temptations every day, but much more during this time of Lent. A temptation is an enticement. A temptation is an appetite. It is an invitation to do something which is wrong. So it is something which is very appealing to the eyes. You see it, you like it, but it is pulling you to do something which is wrong, something which is evil. So you can never say you were tempted to pray, because to pray is something good. So temptations always come for you to do something negative, to do something bad, to do something which is against God's will. We could also say temptations are examinations that we go through, tests, trials that we go through life. And so the devil brings temptations. It is never God who tempts us. It is the devil who tempts us to see if we would succeed. When we go to school as students, we have examinations. And when we prove how tough we are academically, then we are promoted to the next level. So the devil comes with temptations to see how strong we are in our Christian lives. And so when you succeed and overcome the temptations, then you grow in your level of Christianity and spirituality. But if you succumb to the devil's temptations and fall, you see just how you demote yourself and go below. So temptations are necessary because they just prove how tough we are in our Christian lives. If you do not want temptations, then you do not want to prove how great you are as a Christian. Temptations are normal. Temptations are just natural and have to come. What we have to know about temptations is temptations by themselves are not sin. A temptation is not a sin. It is only when you give into it, when you fall into it, that is when it becomes a sin. So temptations by themselves are not sin. But when you fall into that temptation, then you commit a sin. And another thing we have to know is, when the devil comes to tempt us, the devil tempts us in what we are good at. The devil tempts you with what you like most. If you do not like to drink beer, the devil will never tempt you with beer, because he knows he will not get you. The devil tempts you with what you like most, with a soft spot. If you are a beer lover, every time you move around, you only see beer parlors. That is what the devil does. He tempts you with what you like most. Look at the example of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3. God had told them, you can eat of every other tree, but of this particular tree, you shall not eat. And what happened? The devil came. Why was Eve around that particular tree at that time? And the devil came. Excuse me, Eve. Ah, I see this tree so good. Why don't you eat of this? Please, God said we shouldn't eat of it. Ah, come on. Why? If you eat of it, you become like him. Have a taste. And we are told she saw and said, ah, it really looks good in the eyes. And she ate of it. So the devil comes to get you only from what you like most. Let us look today at the temptations of Jesus and compare with our own human lives and see what happens with us. The devil presented three temptations, and those three temptations are just normal things, things that we go through ourselves. The first, we are told, he told Jesus to transform stones into bread. Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The consequence was just normal. He was hungry. And the devil came. Oh, come on, Jesus. Don't starve yourself to death. Look, you have the powers. Transform these stones into bread and eat. Why would you kill yourself? The reason for which Jesus had gone into the desert, he was preparing himself for his public ministry. Jesus was about getting into his public ministry, and he was preparing himself spiritually for it. And then the devil appeared, just to prevent him from preparing himself. Transform these stones into bread and eat. Jesus could do it. He had the powers to do it. But that was the temptation of the devil. If Jesus had done that, he would have failed. Not because he did not have the power. Again, remember we said, the devil tempts you only with what you know how to do best. But Jesus denied. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Amen. That is the temptation to satisfy material things, bodily hunger. During this Lent, dear God's good people, you have taken upon yourself also on Lenten fasts. You have told yourself you will deny yourself of certain things for purposes of Holy Lent. No more chocolate, no more meat, no more this, no more candies, no more bread, no more this and that. Those are the things you have decided not to eat during this Lent. And I tell you, those are the very things the devil wants you to eat just at this time. Yeah. Permit me, Father Neil, let me report you. I was sharing with Father and he said, oh, just that moment when you tell yourself, I won't eat chicken, that is when Kentucky Fried Chicken smells good. That is what the devil does. Just that moment you tell yourself you won't eat chocolate, that is when someone presents chocolate for you like a gift, a present. That is what the devil does. But we, like Jesus, must be able to stand up to say, look, if Jesus did not fall to that temptation, we too shall not fall into it. I remember back in the seminary, when you tell yourself you're not going to eat this particular meal, the moment you get into the refectory to eat, oh, that is when the cooks are just at their best. And the temptation comes to say, look, just eat, it's just for today, tomorrow you can fast. And perhaps we have fallen into that temptation ourselves. Let me just eat for today, tomorrow I will fast. But like Jesus, we have to stand strong to that temptation to satisfy material things. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The second temptation was a temptation to power, to fame, vain glory and ambition. The devil told Jesus, I will give you all of this if only you worship me. Now, look at the contradiction. Who owns everything? It's God. Then the devil comes to tell him, I own all of this. It has been given to me. If you worship me, I will give it to you. How can you give the owner of everything what he owns? But that is what the devil does, beloved. How many of us have given into the devil's tricks? How many have sold their souls to the devil because of power, because of vainglory and ambition, because of wealth? The devil deceives you. I will give you this if only you worship me. And I tell you, many have sold their souls to the devil because of wealth. But he doesn't even have those things in the first place. So he deceives you that he will give you things that he doesn't own. God is the owner of all. But I tell you, many of us have given ourselves to the devil because he has promised us power. He has promised us wealth. He has promised us vainglory and ambition. But like Jesus, we should tell him, the pleasures of this life will not go into for them. Because the only person who can give us everything we need is God. Because he is owner and master of everything. And the last of them all, the devil tells Jesus to jump. It was a temptation to test his competence. Jump. And the devil quoted the scriptures. For it is written in Holy Scripture that he will not let his angels let you dash your foot against a stone. Jump. Proof that you are God. And Jesus told him, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. God's good people, this is a temptation to self-glory and self-pride. Like we said again, we always make reference, the devil tempts you around what you know best. It was a temptation to self-glory and self-pride. Each one of us would have had this temptation. When you begin to beat your breast and say, do you know who I am? Do you know who you are talking to? I am so and so. Self-pride and self-glory. Competence. It is said, an English idiom, pride comes before a fall. Yeah. Those who were great people who always came down, they came down because of pride. Yeah. I love soccer and I play lots of soccer myself. Great soccer players who came down from glory are those who were so boastful and proud of their talent. Yeah. I have to be begged. I know it. And unless I am begged, I will not do it. And then from grace, they fell down to disgrace. If you are in that choir, and God has given you a beautiful voice to sing, it is to sing and praise him. Yeah. Do not wait to be begged to come and sing because you have a lovely voice. Before you realize it, after 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, the voice has disappeared. Yeah. Pride comes before a fall. Amen. Whatever God has given you, it is a gift to use for his honor. Amen. But when you begin to think that, oh, Without me, they will not make it. It depends on me. I tell you, that is that temptation to self-pride and self-glory. And before you realize it, you are gone and dusted. Let us pray today, dear God's good people, that we too would stand strong when temptations meet us. Temptations are natural and will always come. The first thing to do is to avoid places of temptation. Each one of us, we know ourselves. You know what is your weak point. If you know that during this time of Lent, I have told myself I won't drink beer, avoid moving around beer parlors. Because I tell you, that is just when you get more thirsty. Avoid places of temptation. That is the first thing to do. Even human beings could be our own temptations. There are some friends that the moment you sit with them, there is nothing you talk about, only negative things. That could be your own temptation. Tell yourself during this Lent, I will cut off this friendship. Because the moment I sit with this friend, there is just one topic we talk about. Friends also can be your source of temptation. Let us overcome like Jesus. The letter to the Hebrews chapter 5 says, he was tempted in every way, yet he did not sin. He was human. The temptations came and he stood strong. So we too can overcome like Jesus. And how can we do that? We must pray and fast. That is what the psalm says. God is always with us in our moments of trouble. But how would he help us if we do not pray? A Christian who does not pray, I tell you, every temptation that comes on your way, you will fall. Just like a student who does not study. When an examination comes, you will fail because you do not study. The only way Christians study is when they pray. Because when you pray, you stand strong against the devil. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus told his apostles, pray that you may not fall into temptation. Because temptations are always there. And at every Holy Mass, like we do at this Mass at the Our Father, we would say, deliver us from every evil. Do not lead us into temptation. Let us pray during this Holy Mass and always that we will always stand strong when temptations come. And like Jesus, we will triumph over the snares of the devil. Amen.